How's it going? Anyone and everyone who's listening, how's it going? Hope it's going as good as it can for you. As good as it can. Smoothly as it can. I do know everything's still in retrograde. Like, Mercury went retrograde. So, I believe, like, I saw that online. And it doesn't stop retrograding until the 15th, so we have until Friday to endure all of more pain that most of us have endured since January 1st. But anyway, the numbers are supposed to mean something. It's a significant relay race of bullshit during the retrograde. So I guess we waited out until the 15th. Whatever. This week I want myself and you encourage you to take it one step at a time. So what I decided to do this week is just to do something that makes me feel alive, that makes my inner child smile. So even if that's like whatever that looks like, I enjoy the park, so maybe I'll do the park this week, right? Whatever I'm feeling in that moment, that's what I'm doing, man. So, I'm excited. It's going to be a very chill, relaxed day and week tomorrow. And one day at a time, like, that's it. It's been working for me. The more I tell myself that, to be honest, it's been working for me. So, even if it's just like one video, whatever it is, if it makes you feel better, do it. I don't know why, what the holds people back from, you know, the 9 to 5. Awesome. We go to work, we're awesome. That's not all we are. That's why it's like this notion that this job is supposed to fulfill this whole human being is a lie, okay? No one thing or person is going to fulfill you. That's why we have different experiences and moments and different, you know, when we grow or we feel some type of way today, we do things accordingly. So there's no one thing or person is going to just completely get you and fulfill you forever, right? For a long period of time. But the things we do and the people that we're around that do make us feel great, we keep them around for as long as possible. Don't be afraid to switch up the routine. Don't be afraid to let people go. But most importantly, do what makes you freaking smile. So instead, like if you are on a diet, right, like I'm on my diet stuff, right? Lost like 10 pounds already is amazing. But if one chocolate instead of six, one chocolate covered donut from Krispy Kreme isn't gonna kill me, right? It's not gonna hurt. But if it makes me smile, right, on Wednesday, and it gets me through the rest of my week, I'm going to do that. So, I'm 27. So, like, the closer I get to 30, honestly, the more I'm okay with not people pleasing and giving a fuck about what people are thinking about me in the moment. Cause nobody's really paying attention. Some people are nosy, but nobody's really paying attention. Right, because the moment your car breaks down or you fall, nobody's there to help you. So people aren't paying attention and being nosy as much as I may think. And so it's relaxing and releasing to know and amazing to feel less need to please people, to wait on people. I make my own decisions. I control my life and my life path and where it's going. And I encourage anyone and everyone to do the exact same. Go where the hell you're going. that is what makes you happy. Go where you're going. We're not waiting on mommy, daddy. We're not waiting on approval, acceptance, not any naysayers. No, we're going and we're making the choices that we're making for our lives to make us happy, to make us purposeful and need, like, and be of a necessity to people. Inspire some people. Even if it's just one post of you hiking. Somebody was lazy, saw that post and got up. So every step counts, man. Every choice you make counts. Every step you make counts. So this week, let's relax. No people pleasing. And make it count. Make it count by serving the highest parts of ourselves. I plan on doing that, even if it's just one donut. I'm doing that. Yep.